It's not just about watching the game. It's about betting on it. I'm Mike Valeni, and on Cash the Ticket, Jim Costa and I break down every college football and NFL matchup like it's the last game we're ever going to watch, from the best bets to the sneaky underdogs. And of course, as my co-host likes to say, the value. And the one thing we're not going to do is pretend we're professionals. We have fun with it. It's an entertainment product, and it makes watching games a hell of a lot of fun. So Cash the Ticket, follow it in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Erie County Legislator Lindsay Larigo. Lindsay, good morning.
Good morning, Joe. Thanks for having me.
Lots going on at the legislature, but I have to start with the Cleveland News. I'm sorry, the Buffalo News, printed in Cleveland. They had an editorial this morning, and I was brought attention to this by the chair of the Democrat Party here in Erie County, talking about the sales tax renewal. So let people know, what is the debate that's going on right now in Erie County?
Yeah, so for almost 50 years now, the way that the sales tax can be extended or imposed, so we have the temporary sales tax, which is an additional 1.75%, bringing us up to the highest tax county in New York State. To impose that and extend it every 2 years, there are two options. One, it has to be passed by a supermajority of the legislature, which means the majority plus one. Or, if they can't get a supermajority, they would need a simple majority vote, and then it would have to go on the ballot for referendum to the public. What the majority is trying to do is to eliminate the option for a supermajority and eliminate the public referendum. So they're taking away the voice of the people. They're taking away putting this on the ballot. And to Mark Poloncarz's own admission, if this was on the ballot, it would fail. So we have a charter change before us that is really just seeking to take away the voice of taxpayers in Erie County.
And that vote only needs the simple minority?
The simple majority, correct.
Oh, majority,
yes. Sorry. So
That'd be crazy if it needed the simple minority.
That would be absurd.
The simple majority to wipe out what has been in law for 50 years.
Nearly 50 years, this is the way it's been done. You know, we've relied on the temporary sales tax to essentially bail Erie County out of financial crisis. Now we're in a situation where Mark Poloncarz and the Democratic majority, they want to make it easier than ever to extend the temporary sales tax. This was meant as a way to get us out of financial crisis. Unfortunately, in the past, you know, since 2014, the budget has grown $550 million, about twice the rate of inflation. And we're in a situation now where Mark Poloncarz wants to make it easier to spend. This is pretty typical for the Democratic machine. And unfortunately, you know, like Mark Poloncarz said himself, if this was on the ballot, it would fail.
So this, what the Democrats, the majority wants to do is extend this or make this permanent. What's the wording they're using?
They want to be able to continue to extend the temporary sales tax without really having a conversation, without needing to talk to the minority caucus. So in the past, there have had to be negotiations where they actually resulted in things that Mark Poloncarz ran on. Our election time conservative ran on lowering the tax levy by $1 million. That was a result of negotiations that happened during sales tax. He ran on the break that we got for sales tax on heat and energy over the winter. That was a result of the sales tax negotiation. He no longer wants to have to approach the minority caucus and have these good government motions. He wants to be able to send it to his rubber stamp at the Democratic majority and continue to extend it without really considering what would be best for Erie County.
So the temporary was supposed to end when?
Every 2 years, we have to opt in to extend it.
Okay. And it's at what right now?
It would have to be renewed next year. So okay. This would go on the ballot in November for referendum. If they pass it in the legislature, which I fully anticipate the Democratic majority will pass, smiling and grinning for the, I'm sure, political favors they'll get in return, this will be on the ballot in November. And, you know, we'll see what the people have to say. But I think that people want representation when you're talking about the highest sales tax rate in Erie County.
And, okay, so what's the rate of sales tax right now in Erie County?
8.75%.
And so, that's up from?
So the state allows 7% sales tax for the county. To extend it to that additional 1.75%, every 2 years we have to renew it to opt in. And that's what this is about. This is about making this a simple majority to pass that and really ripping the rug out from the taxpayers.
What they want to do is just let it be a simple majority. Would that extend to other things in the legislature?
That's really the million-dollar question here. I mean, if there's anything I can tell you about Mark Poloncarz and his history, is that this is just the first step. What's next? You know, what are they going to do next? Are they going to try and raise the sales tax? Are they going to you know, try and take away our power on other issues. I mean, the Minority Caucus represents 33 municipalities. Those voices aren't going to be heard. And if I had to guess, this is just the first step in to see what's next to come.
Does there look to be any Democratic support? You know, I always go back to when the gas tax holiday was ended. Gene Vinyl did vote with Republicans. Still not enough, but did vote with Republicans to extend the gas tax holiday. Does there look to be anyone in the majority that's saying, you know, maybe we should follow the rules?
I don't see that happening. I would be shocked to see any of them vote against Mark Poloncarz. I mean, this is straight out of the Democratic playbook. I mean, if you disagree with Mark Poloncarz, he wants blind submission, and I think that's exactly what he's going to get when they probably move this for vote on Thursday.
Has there been any talk to the comptroller? Is he pro extending this? Is he pro?
I've heard his comments publicly are that he would like to see this go to a simple majority, because otherwise Erie County, according to the controller, would be in a fiscal crisis. We wouldn't be in a fiscal crisis. What we need to do is stop spending so much money in Erie County. I mean, just this week you had the county executive's administration come over and ask for 15 new jobs that they couldn't explain what they were for. You know, and then his administration compared them to FDR with the Erie Core program. What we should really do is start looking at reducing our spending. We have hundreds of vacancies in county jobs. We have a spending problem. It is not a problem of we need more tax. You know, we have, unfortunately, a county executive that treats our tax dollars like they're burning a hole in his pocket.
I do want to get to other things and talk about the budget, but I've you know, this editorial in the Buffalo News, I looked at it, and comments by Jeremy Zellner. I want to start with this. The last piece of this editorial. Generally speaking, democracy is built around the need for simple legislative majorities. If the party that has been sidelined by voters wants to artificially if the majority wants to artificially empower a party that has been sidelined by the voters, then let the voters decide in a referendum. What do you think of that statement?
What's better than watching your team win? Winning money while you do it. I'm Jim Costa, and on Cash the Ticket, Mike Valeni and I give you the edge to make every game playable. College football, NFL, we're breaking it all down game by game. Your podcast feed is going to be filled, and you're going to love it. You can click on the games you care about. We do it all. With our analysis, we're finding games that other people aren't talking about. We're turning every Saturday and every Sunday into days where you got a chance to win. Don't just sit on the sidelines. Cash the Ticket with us. Follow Cash the Ticket in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
It's really aggravating to see that. I hate to see that. You know, I think at the local government, we are the Erie County Legislature. We are local government. We should not be comparing ourselves to the national mess that we have in Congress or the Senate. We shouldn't be saying, you know, we should strive to be better and support and represent local government and local voices. We should be encouraging bipartisanship and working across the aisle, not ensuring that there never have to be conversations across the aisle. It's very aggravating to see this, but it's kind of no surprise when you have Mark Poloncarz, who's, you know, running to hop on the Biden administration as quickly as he can. He'll fit right in there in Congress.
It does seem like it. I try to stay. I'm supposed to be neutral on the show. I'm staying neutral. But it does show. I mean, you could just easily say, hey, inflation, but then that would go against the party in power.
Exactly. Also, inflation, it's a moot point. When the county budget has grown at twice the rate of inflation, it's not an inflation problem, it's a spending problem.
Another thing, Jeremy Zellner, in his post of this editorial, went back to the stuff, and we've talked about this, when you guys wanted to spend the money the county has on road projects, and Mark Poloncarz wanted to bond most of that, and now it's going back to, well, Republicans held up important road projects. What do you think when that is the talking point?
It amazes me that the Democrats quite literally run their elections on things that have come out of these negotiations, on reducing the tax levy, on saving millions of dollars by not putting it on the taxpayer's credit card, but using the cash that we have in our hands. They quite literally run on the wins that these types of policies and requirement for supermajorities have delivered positive results to the taxpayers. So, I mean, they're in their election mailers. There's Facebook posts that they praise and say that it's them. They did this. It was their responsibility that they saved taxpayers millions. Mark Poloncarz did the same thing. And now they're saying, we don't even want to have these conversations. It's terrible government. It is completely and totally shameful that this is even a conversation that we're having. We should strive to be better, not to meet the lowest common denominator.
in Amherst, the there was a petition to get a referendum, and then Brian Copeland shot it down and said, we're just not going to do it. If this passes, right, which you said you expect it to do, is there anything, could a petition get this to become a referendum in Erie County, or does this completely get that to be not an option?
It will have to go to referendum in November because it is a change to the county charter and a change in duties. There is a reason they want it on the ballot in this November. They are hoping that they can turn out Democrats to go ahead and vote for it. But Mark Poloncarz said if extending the sales tax was on the ballot, the biggest risk is that it wouldn't be approved. If you are so scared that the people who voted for you will disagree with you, you are doing a terrible job. That is the worst type of government. It should be unimaginable, but unfortunately, it's just a regular conversation here in Erie County.
You look at this budget, and as you said, it's grown faster than inflation.
Twice as fast as inflation.
Where's some places that there could be cuts made? Because I remember coming out of COVID, I believe it was Kevin Hardwick when he was first elected as comptroller. He said that Erie County needs to watch its spending, that we are heading toward a fiscal crisis at the county level. I'm paraphrasing that. That might not be his exact words, but he said something along those lines. I'm going to ask two questions here. Have there been any attempts to cut this budget, and where do you think the cuts could be made?
So you're right. Last November, the controller came out and said that Erie County is going to be headed towards a risky financial situation. The budget director came out and said the same, that we need to keep an eye on where the spending has gone. Keep in mind, in the past however many years since COVID happened, we have had hundreds of millions of dollars flushed into the county, and you still have the county executive saying, without increasing our sales tax and maintaining the highest rate in New York State, we'll be in a fiscal crisis. Again, it's a spending problem. When we talk about where cuts can be made, every single week at the legislature, it drives me crazy. They come over asking for more jobs and more jobs and more jobs. Every department has vacancies. Every department, and those are just jobs that aren't filled that we're paying for. Those are jobs that, they're sitting there empty. That's where we start cutting. We need to stop the county executive and other elected officials from coming over and increasing their budget time over time. Just this past week, like I said before, we had the administration came over to talk about Mark Poloncarz's Erie Corps program. He proposed 15 new jobs. They cannot explain what the jobs are for. They cannot explain what work isn't being done that we need them for, but they want more money and they want them in the budget. And I guarantee you, the county Democrats are going to sit there and smile while they blow through county tax dollars on programs so that they can say Mark Poloncarz is just like FDR. It's an absolute joke, and we need to be more responsible because Mark Poloncarz is going to run Erie County into a financial ruin and then hop on the Biden administration the first chance he gets.
One more question. So this will be on the ballot. How will it be worded on the ballot? If it's a change in the charter, will it not mention the sales tax?
I don't know exactly how it'll be worded on the ballot. Those will be conversations that will likely have to happen between, the legislature, the county executive, and the Board of Elections. But I'm sure it'll be phrased in a very wonderful way that'll, mislead people into thinking that this is a great idea. And it's not. It's quite literally ripping out their voice in county government and letting the Democrats just spend, spend, spend.
By the way, if and when this passes, we will have someone from the other side. We do keep it. We get both sides on the show.
I know I'm a little fiery today, Joe. I've had a little bit of an aggravating week.
Hey, that's fine. I'm just saying we will have someone from the other side on this issue. So I don't want to get like the tweets all week. We will get someone from the other side. That's what we do on the show. Looking at the legislature, this is obviously the one that's getting the focus. It's in the paper. It's been all over Twitter. What's some other things going on that we should keep our eye out?
Some other things going on at the legislature. I did introduce a couple weeks ago a Tax Dollar Transparency Act, which I think is really great timing. It's an effort for transparency. We should have a database that when we have hundreds of millions of dollars that have flushed in from the American Rescue Plan and we can't find out where they're going or where they've been spent, a lot of it's reoccurring costs because that's where the county executive likes to spend those one-time influxes. So it would create a database. I think that's a conversation that I want to continue to have. We should be able to give taxpayers a very easy glimpse into where their money's going. Again, I would keep an eye on what's going on at the legislature. I mean, I can't tell you how many new jobs come before us, and we still have a budget director and a controller that are saying we're headed for a financial problem, and you have the county executive that says we're doing just fine. So I would keep an eye on the county legislature and hopefully start holding some people accountable.
I should have asked this question earlier. So in the replay, this will air earlier. No, I'm kidding, of course. The sales tax. So you said it has to do every 2 years to go above the number the state set. Is Erie County the only county? Are there other counties in New York that have a comparable sales tax to where the, quote, temporary one is now in this county?
So there are other counties that have it. And this is like another I think, failing argument that they're making, that in other counties, you only require a simple majority to extend the temporary sales tax. Other counties have 38 legislators. They have 29 legislators. They have 18 legislators, and they have a smaller population. So you are getting local voices represented. To get a simple majority in bodies like those, you quite literally need more people than we have in the entire county legislature in Erie County. It only goes to show that this is just an effort to ensure that the legislature is purely a rubber stamp for Mark Poloncarz.
Well, this is something we'll definitely keep our eye on. And when do you expect the vote to take place?
I expect if the way that they've handled this so far is any indication of how they'll handle it going forward, they clocked it in the dead of night, and I think they're going to move it quickly to go for a vote on Thursday. It's shameful, it's disrespectful to taxpayers, and quite frankly, it's just disgusting government.
And to keep the eyes out, are there any legislator seats on the ballot this year, or are those odd year elections?
Nope. It really makes you wonder why they're doing it this year, Joe. None of us are up this year. It'll be next year, and I hope every voter in Erie County remembers that this is going on.
Interesting stuff. Well, we'll keep an eye on it. And like I said, we will have, we do get two Democrats to come on the show. It'll either be Tim Myers or Gene Vinyl. Those are the two that we can usually get on the show. Lindsay Lurigo, as always, thank you so much for letting us know what's going on at the Erie County Legislature.
Thanks for having me, Joe.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Northsides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
What's better than watching your team win? Winning money while you do it. I'm Jim Costa, and on Cash the Ticket, Mike Valeni and I give you the edge to make every game playable. College football, NFL, we're breaking it all down game by game. Your podcast feed is going to be filled, and you're going to love it. You can click on the games you care about. We do it all. With our analysis, we're finding games that other people aren't talking about. We're turning every Saturday and every Sunday into days where you got a chance to win. Don't just sit on the sidelines. Cash the Ticket with us. Follow Cash the Ticket in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.